Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
So I don't.
some classic Van Halen from 1978 here on the Talking Metal Podcast. He's gone, guys. Eddie Van Halen, gone at age 65. Very sad news that hit me pretty hard. Hit me pretty hard, as I'm sure it did you guys. We're just going to let Eddie's music do some talking for us today on the podcast. I had a whole other podcast ready to, well, not ready to go, but recorded, and I was editing it together. But we're going to push that. It'll be the PJ Farley interview. We're going to push that a little bit, and we're going to listen to some Van Halen today. This is Me Wise Magic from 1996.
I know what you're thinking, what you're thinking, it's easy to see. I know what you're dreaming, I have
David Lee Roth, Eddie Van Halen, Me Wise Magic. Kind of an interesting song that I feel like was lost because, you know, in 96, they tried to get back together with David Lee Roth. They did that appearance at the MTV, was it the Music Awards, I think, or the Movie Awards? I think it was the Music Awards, VMAs. Then they... what happened? Well, maybe that was 95 they did that appearance. I don't know. Anyways, they were planning to get back together with Roth, and it fell apart. But they did manage to squeeze out a couple songs, which ended up as kind of like, I guess I'd call them like bonus tracks on the Best Of Volume 1 CD. So Roth, I believe, you know, he'd split by the time the CD came out. So I really feel like that great song was really kind of lost as far as the public attention goes. And, you know, it was a weird time that maybe that type of music wasn't exactly popular in the 90s. I don't know. Although I think Van Halen was always popular. It never really went out of style, you know. But maybe bringing in new music in the 90s when you get momentarily back together with David Lee Roth and then he's gone was kind of a weird time. Anyways, good song, Me Wise Magic. Eddie Van Halen did more. You know, I keep reading on Twitter and social media, oh, he influenced so many guitar players. Man, that's like the understatement of the year. The guy changed how our ears interpret music. Truly, he changed the way we hear music. And when I say we, I mean, you know, 90% of the planet. I mean, let's remember this guy had this solo on Beat It by Michael Jackson, one of the biggest songs ever. You know, and that right there, I mean, the way we hear that guitar solo, and it just, he just changed everything, man. He changed pop culture. Really. Really. This is a Hagar era tune. We can't forget about the albums he did with Sammy Hagar and all the great music Van Halen has done for us. I'm right now going back to more of the Hagar era stuff because I know all that. Those first six Roth records, I know those like I know, you know, the fucking palm of my hand, you know. So I know those like backwards, forwards, sideways. I know those records. Those are in my DNA, those first six. So what I'm doing now is spending a lot of time with Hagar. I'm listening to that Van Halen 3 record, Different Kind of Truth record, albums that I listened to. I listened to all those records when they came out, but they're not, I wouldn't call those part of my DNA like I would call those first six records. So I'm spending a lot of time, actually, post 80s, if you will, with Van Halen, like with this song. It's In and Out from 1991 by Van Halen. Conception, and a pay for the rest of your life. As long as I remember, feels to look me in the eye. You can have it now, but you gotta pay for it later. Oh, work me out, baby, plan. Now you're working. Eddie, rest in peace. You know, I didn't want to put this up the day he passed. I don't know. Certain people on social media are kind of annoying me. It's like, I feel like a few posts about Eddie is awesome, but to be posting dozens of posts about him, like clickbaity stuff on social media, just begging for the likes, it's too much. It's too much. Let's just encourage people to listen to the music. I wish we could get an alternate mix of this song, Nicolette Larson from 1978. The song is Can't Get Away From You. And this sounds like, if you listen to this like with headphones and crank it up really loud, you can hear Eddie doing stuff that just is really literally buried in the mix. You don't get much of his guitar on this. Ted Templeman was producing Nicolette Larson, who had been Neil Young's girlfriend. She was kind of one of these LA chicks, Hollywood chicks, you know, who was within in the in crowd. And she took a Neil Young song and kind of, they put like kind of a, almost like a disco spin on it. She got a big hit out of that. I forget the name of that one. I should know that. But anyways, let me pull it up right now on Wiki. Was it, you gotta have a lot of love or something? I think that's what it was. Wikipedia coming up now. Beautiful girl, by the way, Nicolette Larson, who I think died in her 40s, maybe. Right. So, yeah, she was kind of a one-hit wonder, in my opinion. That first record, Lot of Love, yeah, which was kind of disco-y sounding, but it was written by Neil Young. And anyways, on that record that Ted Templeman produced was a song called Can't Get Away From You. Eddie played guitar on it. This would have been after Van Halen's first record and before Van Halen 2 came out. In that section there, late 1978, this album was released. And again, she was kind of a one-hit wonder with A Lot of Love, but this is one of the other songs on the record. And I just wish we could get an alternate mix of this with Eddie's part cranked up. Here it is. Can't Get Away From You. Some, I don't know if I'd call it soft rock. I don't know what I'd call this. Some 70s commercial rock here to take us out. God bless Eddie Van Halen.